In the 2016 presidential campaign, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are mounting challenges to the Republican establishment, which could have long-lasting effects on the GOP. There's a similar dynamic for the Democrats, as Bernie Sanders has defied expectations with his grassroots challenge of Hillary Clinton. WBUR political reporter Anthony Brooks looks at how the presidential primary race in New Hampshire has turned into a fight over the future and the soul of the Democratic Party.
The race between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders was expressed succinctly by the two candidates at the end of last week in New Hampshire, before they headed out to Iowa. Here's Sanders at a rally in Wolfboro.
We have had enough of establishment politics, establishment economics. We need to move in a new and bold direction.
The next day, Clinton spoke to supporters in Rochester.
Are we going to try to build on the progress that we've made under President Obama, or are we going to rip it up and start all over again?
So, in two phrases, there's the choice voters face. There are Democrats like Joan Valentine of Madbury, New Hampshire. She's a longtime Clinton supporter, and she says she's sticking with her.
She's worked hard for better education, for children's and family issues, for women's issues. I think it's high time we had a woman president. And I think she's the most qualified person running in the whole field.
But Cheryl Lang, an unenrolled voter from Ossipee, is supporting Sanders because she says he understands the struggles of working people like her.
Like he is, I'm mad. I'm angry. I don't like what's happening. I think that we really need to shake some things up. We need someone who stands up for us middle people. And I think he's doing a great job of that.
Two sharply contrasting visions of where the Democratic Party needs to go. Clinton embraces the legacy of Barack Obama and the Democratic Party establishment. Sanders calls for a new direction, even a political revolution.
And really, this is, in many ways, I think, a battle for the soul of the Democratic Party and for the future of a more progressive politics in America.
This is Bill Curry. He was a White House advisor to President Bill Clinton, ran for governor of Connecticut a couple of times, and now writes for Salon.com. Curry is a critic of Hillary Clinton from the left and says Sanders has a chance to upend the Democratic establishment that she represents.
If this is framed as a set of policy choices and a set of values choices, I think Sanders wins. Certainly in Iowa, certainly in New Hampshire. And then after that, who knows? I think all bets are off.
As Curry sees it, those policy and value choices have to do with correcting a political system that no longer works for average Americans. Sanders talks a lot about what he calls the grotesque level of income inequality in America. And he gets specific about how a corrupt system benefits the very rich and why it makes so many New Hampshire voters angry.
It has a lot to do with the fact that there are kids in New Hampshire, kids in Vermont, who get arrested for possessing marijuana. And yet, when you are the CEO or a major executive of a multi-billion dollar financial institution, which helped crash the economy because of their greed, recklessness, and illegal behavior, you do not get a police record. That is wrong. That has got to change.
All of our big institutions are broken.
Again, Bill Curry.
This is Bernie Sanders' key insight.
Like Sanders, Curry is critical of Clinton for accepting Wall Street money while promising to rein in its excesses. He sees a stark choice for progressives between what he calls the pay-to-play system of the Clinton-Obama years and Sanders' message of progressive social change. But there's a debate among Democrats about how stark this choice really is.
There isn't a dime's worth of difference between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders on virtually all of the major issues.
This is Michael Dukakis, the former Massachusetts governor and one-time Democratic presidential nominee. He says both candidates fundamentally agree on core issues, including the need for higher wages, making health care more affordable, combating climate change, even going after those one percenters. Here's Hillary Clinton last week in Rochester.
We should make everybody making $1 million or more have to pay a 30% income tax rate. That is an effective rate that actually produces income, because it's wrong that you've got millionaires and billionaires whose tax rate is lower than their secretary's.
One of the things that happens in these races, and I certainly experienced it,
again, Michael Dukakis,
is that when you have candidates who are very much in the same political world, philosophically and otherwise, as the thing starts to heat up, and it always does, people start looking for differences. But there is very little difference between them.
But drill down a bit into their positions, and you do find real differences. Perhaps the best example of that is healthcare.
I think we need to move forward toward a Medicare for all single-payer program.
Back in 1993, Clinton might have agreed with that when she led an effort to pass national health insurance, but it failed. Now she says, given what's politically feasible, it makes sense to embrace and improve Obamacare, which now covers 90% of Americans.
I will defend the Affordable Care Act against efforts to repeal it or start over because I know that we can make it better. But I sure also know we don't want to go back into a really contentious national debate about health care. That is a recipe for gridlock.
Clinton's critics, like Bill Curry, say the Affordable Care Act represents a giveaway to the insurance and pharmaceutical industries, and no amount of tinkering with it can change that.
This system is addicted to the past, it's addicted to the powerful, and it's addicted to money. And that is the reason we can't fix health care.
So does that mean Hillary Clinton is in the hands of corporate interests, or just pragmatic, smart enough to recognize what's possible? Michael Dukakis says the latter. Which brings us to why he's supporting Clinton. He agrees with a lot of what Sanders says, but he thinks the Republican attack machine will savage the 74-year-old Democratic socialist should he become the party's nominee.
Anything and everything that you have done, and a lot of things you haven't done, are used against you. I mean, I had an incumbent Republican president who referred to me as the invalid one day and set off a firestorm about my mental health and my psychological stability. It was all nonsense, but I think I dropped 8 points in a week.
Of course, Clinton has a long history, too, and remains the focus of an FBI investigation, all of which is fodder for that attack machine. So it comes down to two competing visions of the Democratic Party. Maybe Pernell Ross has the right idea. He's a longtime Democrat who's supporting Clinton, but says he also likes a lot of what Sanders has to say.
I'd like to see them run as a couple, quite frankly. It'd be a win-win for all of us.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.